Sugar Land, Texas is graced with an amazing performance center that was ranked in 2018 as Houston's number one hottest music venue, and it continues to rock today. Located just 22 miles from the heart of Houston, Sugar Land Smart Financial Center is not the place to do your banking, but you can bank on an endless stream of world-class performers and performances at the 200,000-square-foot venue with seating for 6,400 people. Upcoming shows include Lyle Lovett, Alicia Keys, The Beach Boys, Steve Martin and Martin Short, Bonnie Raitt, and many more. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Michael Rilley, the general manager at Smart Financial Center.
The big bee sucks the blossom, and the little bee makes the honey. Poor man throws the cotton, the rich man makes some money. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas.
Thanks, Tom. Here we are in Sugar Land, Texas at the Smart Financial Center. We are a multi-form performing arts theater located in Sugar Land just outside of Houston. We are a theater that can go as small as 3,200 seats up to 6,400 seats depending on the show. It's a great public-private partnership that we have here with the great folks in Sugar Land, but we're one of the leading arts and entertainment venues in the Houston market.
Give us an example of some of the headliners.
We've had great folks perform here. The building was opened with Jerry Seinfeld. Other great shows that have been here. We've had Steve Martin and Martin Short. Journeys performed here. Sting. Chris Rock not only been here, but he's coming back in a few more months to perform here. Diana Ross. And again, reflecting the community, we have all sorts of great Texas artists that perform here, as well as great Latin artists that perform here. We're getting ready to welcome the Banda MS back to the building for two nights in July. We do about 140 shows a year here, bring over 400,000 people to Sugar Land a year to see for concerts. Every given night, a different experience here.
So never a dull moment in your world.
Never a dull moment. That's the great thing about a venue like this as opposed to a Broadway theater that might have the same show every night for weeks upon weeks. This weekend, we've got a great, big, full-format, fully produced cheerleader show. Tomorrow night, we've got a great pop singer from Persia. Sunday night, we've got Britt Floyd, the Pink Floyd group. A lot of different members doing a big production here. So, like I said, every night is different. And that's what makes us unique, and that's what makes it fun to come to work every day.
That's interesting. And even though we're, 30 miles from Houston?
Oh, dude, we're 12 miles from downtown Houston.
Oh, 12.
So we are...
So you're...
We're part of the market. We're just outside of Harris County. It's a great part of the Houston market. And we fill this niche between the big arenas and the amphitheaters and the clubs. And so it really makes us a destination venue in the fourth largest entertainment market in the country.
Does it follow that it's a little more affordable ticket price wise for families? And
it depends on the show. I'm not going to say we're all affordable, but we do quite a bit of family entertainment here. It's an easy venue for families to come here. Convenient parking right off the freeway. We just recently had Peppa Pig here. We're just about ready to announce Blue's Clues and Baby Shark. And so, we're all full of the fun family experience here.
That's really cool. And it keeps you young.
It does keep me young. To me, this is the ultimate retirement job. What's that job you want to continue the rest of your life? I get to come work on, some nights I'm hanging around rock stars. Another night, we've got the greatest comedians, got great bands, great Latin bands performing here on a regular basis. But again, like I said, every day is a different day in the office.
That's really awesome. So tell us a little bit more. You probably have some connections with schools.
Yes. Again, this is a public-private partnership with the city of Sugar Land. So the relationship with Fort Bend ISD is very important to the city, to our local community partners. So whether we're bringing tours of school groups through, give them a little bit of an experience of what it's like here. We work on a group, Fort Bend ISD students who are leaders in the community, to bring them here on what the job opportunities in our markets are. We've hosted commencements for the Fort Bend ISD high schools here on a regular basis. And there are other opportunities where we've had a band that might need a school choir to fill out part of a show, where we've even been able to do that for, bring them in and give them that practical experience on stage.
So truly community serving.
This is, like I said, this is an important venue for Houston in general, but for the city of Sugar Land and the people at City Hall, a significant investment for them to invest in their community and to put this venue in this location. And so we want to make sure that it's recognized that way.
And this was city funding to build it?
It's a public-private partnership, so financing was done through the city on city land. You know, whenever you try to describe a public-private partnership on any kind of relationship, they're all sort of different and unique. But I can tell you this building would definitely not be here without the leadership of the city council and the mayor in the city of Sugar Land.
Talk to us about how malleable the facility is itself.
Well, Tom, that's one of the unique factors of this venue is that it's multi-form. So the walls move. On any given day, we can be three or four different capacities depending on how many tickets the show is going to sell or what's appropriate for it. So, for example, tonight we're going to be a 3,200-seat theater. We bring the walls are on a track in the ceiling. They move in. There's a curtain system that closes off some seats. And when you look at the building from the stage, it feels like a 3,200-seat theater. You don't see the seats that aren't there. But on a big rock show, big pop show of any kind, you know, the walls, we push them all the way out, the curtain goes away, and we're at 6,400 seats. And we've got a couple other variations where in the 4,000s. So it's one of those buildings that it's like a ball of clay that can be molded and shaped depending on what the show's going to be, what the audience is going to be, and what's the appropriate size for it. And that's one of the things that makes us unique, so we can program that much a year. Sometimes it's appropriate, you know, a 3,000 seat show is appropriate in this building, a 6,000 seat show is appropriate in this building. So that's one of the unique things in this building that most buildings can't do.
That's really interesting. Talk to us for a moment about the art of the acoustician.
The acoustician.
That's so fascinating.
You know, it's funny. I've worked in a lot of different venues in my career, including some places, you know, that have symphony orchestras, and acoustics are always the tough part because, you know, if the band can't hear themselves, you know, they're not happy. If the sound is off in the room, people don't like to come back to hear the show. Sonic quality is very important to the audience. So, you know, here it's a, you know, look, this is a building that was open in 2017. So, you know, acoustic engineers have gotten very good about how the room is. And so we can have a spoken word comedian on a Friday night and a big rock show on a Saturday night. And, you know, the computers now know how to make the adjustments, and the way the room is designed with the hard surfaces and soft surfaces all balancing each other off to provide that great audio experience for the audience.
Fascinating. So when you have like a comedian or whatever, and you do mic check and whatnot, is that when the computer kicks in and will adjust?
Yeah, they sit at the cockpit out there at the soundboard, and you know, when a rock band's up there, they've got a lot of noise going on. And but when a guy's just talking, the sound bounces back at them in the room. It throws off their timing. So the sound check for a comedian is just as important as a sound check for a rock band.
That's
and
really
make the adjustments the right way.
Michael, to learn more about your world, do you guys have a website?
We do. It's Smart Financial Center. Center is spelled CENTRE.net. So Smart Financial Center with an E.net.
I love it. And there's no other name for the facility? Everybody knows it by that? Smart Financial Center?
Smart Financial Center, yeah, that's the name. And again, Smart Financial Center has been a huge supporter and great community partner to this venue as much as the city. So again, back to the community and the relationship with this building. Beyond the Houston market, there are a lot of community institutions that are very much partners and part of the success of what we're trying to do here in Sugar Land.
Awesome. Michael Riley, thank you for sharing.
Tom, man, thanks for coming out. It's been a great day with you.
I know. What fun. Wish I could stay for the show.
Well, you know, come back.
I will.
You got my card.
Yep.
You know how to find me.
Yep.
Love to see you.
Well, I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Sugar Land, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
The Underbed music selection, Take Me Back to Texas, was performed by award-winning hill country musician John Arthur Martinez.
We travel all around this country, music by the hour. Always wear this great big smile, we never do look sour. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. One and a two and a one, two, three. Come on, fiddle man. Guitar man. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Come on, take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry.